Syria's Al-Akbariya network portrays a reasonably straightforward world. A brave government leads the fight against foreign-led terrorists. Every day, the channel broadcasts the same message. Hatan Sleiba reveals how it's done. He used to be one of the network's reporters, and last week he defected and escaped to Turkey.
We talk to people before we interview them. Syrian citizens don't know anything. They don't know what to say. So we tell them what to say on TV to get the best report that we need. As a journalist, my success is in getting the report to the channel. I do the reporting and I present it to the citizens, to the nation. For example, we tell the interviewees to say to us that they support Bashar al-Assad and that they will always support him. And they accept this, and they say whatever I tell them. We do this to please the authorities who watch us.
At the channel, who gives the instructions about what you can say and what you can't say?
The Ba'ath Party sometimes appoints a representative to give orders on their behalf. They generally contact us through an information office where our orders come from. The committee tells us to go and film this particular event, to take pictures of the martyred and so on.
Did you broadcast anything that you knew was false?
We produce the news according to what the channel's managers want. If I produce a report that echoes their opinion, then I get a bonus. But if it's based on my opinion, without representing their view, it won't get on air. For example, Syria's energy minister says there is plenty of petrol available. But in reality, there aren't enough supplies in the country. We journalists are liars to the nation. The people can't trust us. And this situation is frustrating.
Hatan Sleiba may have got out just in time. On the same day that he arrived in Turkey, gunmen raided one of the channel's offices near Damascus. They destroyed its studios and killed seven staff members.